Chris Maggie. Hello. Yay. Welcome back.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Happy
good to see you again.
Valentine's Day.
Call it Valentine's Day. Same to you.
Yeah, I was trying to hashtag it, you know, shorten it up. I was trying to be cool. Really. Right. Let's face it, didn't work.
Not the first time.
No, exactly. Story checks out.
Sorry.
Back for 2018, our synchronicity segment.
Right, so hoping people have stories about different meaningful coincidences that they have.
Now, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you have with you here?
I've brought in a prop, and this is my synchronicity jar. And okay. What happened with a recent milestone birthday, I asked people in the place of a gift, would they bring me a synchronicity story? And many people brought some really remarkable stories about meaningful coincidences, about all sorts of things, about ways they connected with people, lives saved, you know, someone miraculously turning up who could help them solve a problem at a particular time. And it just shows how common these things can be. And I really liked the way that one of my friends said that to her, synchronicity means the universe saying yes.
Yeah, I like that way of looking at it.
So I think of meaningful coincidences when they happen in an uncommon way. They're quite remarkable, or many of them happen. I think it's often like a tick from the universe that you're on the right track in some way.
Yes.
And it helps us connect with direction or people.
And sometimes that synchronicity isn't necessarily the universe saying yes, it's saying no, don't go there, Will Robinson. Danger,
exactly.
Danger.
It could be a challenge. That's right.
Steering you in a different direction to one that you might think is what you want.
Mm. Yes. Well, I think the universe has a lot to play. Like, sometimes things just don't come together, and other times they do seamlessly. And you know, it's interesting. I read a post that someone sort of said about you know, they say timing. If you meet someone and the timing is wrong, you weren't supposed to meet them. And I sort of think, okay, I can see what you're saying with that, but then timing is everything, and sometimes the universe throws a spanner in the works with timing.
Well, I think
that whole sliding doors thing.
Exactly. That is exactly right. But interestingly enough, on a day like Valentine's Day, when we often people will talk about how they met each other how they sort of like, oh, if I hadn't gone there and I wasn't going to, but then I did and then we met and then, you know, this, you hear those sort of stories all the time.
Yeah, often people have a really strong feeling from that it was meant to be.
Yes.
That they connected with someone, and that can make it easier if there's conflict or difficult times. Like you're saying, it's not all going to be roses. Difficult things can happen, but if people feel there's something in their relationship which is meant to be and it was a very auspicious start, that can actually help people deal with problems.
So we're asking if you've got one of those stories, give us a call, 52299939. The perfect day for it, because I think whereas synchronicity is concerned, probably happens more often than not with romance.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking synchronicity with Chris Mackey, and we're talking synchronicity Valentine's Day because it seems to be, well, it seems to happen a lot with
love.
Yes,
it does. But interestingly enough, the story you're about to tell us has got nothing to do with that, Chris, but it is an amazing
synchronistic story. Look, I might mention this. It's one of my favourites that my friends gave me recently. And
we've still got to put one in the jar for you, so sorry about
that.
That
would be
terrific
too. But funnily enough, the first sentence giving advice in my horoscope for that week was readjust for high-vibe synchronicity.
I know, can you believe that?
I've never seen that word in a horoscope before, and it was that very week when I asked people for their synchronicity stories, and here was one. A fellow was seeing a physiotherapist in Williamstown. He'd injured his knee and wanted some help so he could play a later football match. And the physiotherapist is saying to him, "Hey, look, surely you've had a knee injury before." "No, I've never had a knee injury before." So anyway, the physiotherapist was out of the room for 15 minutes while he's doing this treatment with cups and all the rest of it. And so he looks around the room and he sees a picture on the wall and he thinks, "I recognise that building." So the patient looks at the building and he thinks, "Hey, wait a minute, I've seen that building before. Isn't that the Edinburgh Infirmary?" And then the physiotherapist said, "Yeah, look, I did my training there." "Why do you ask?" He said, "Well, I went to that infirmary when I was a teenager." And the physiotherapist said, "Why?" He said, "I was playing soccer and I got a knee injury. And they took me to that hospital."
Oh, my
gosh. So the other side of the world. So then he said to the physiotherapist, well, they both realised, oh, actually you did have a knee injury, didn't remember it till you saw a photo of this building on the other side of the world.
That's crazy.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That is extraordinary.
Some things seem more than just chance.
Oh, it's just, it really is amazing. That's just, oh.
And there are other great stories as well, like a fellow whose his father survived. He made a late change from a plane. The previous plane he was going to be on, there was a problem with the cargo door. It opened up, decompressed. 9 people were sucked out of that plane and died.
Wow.
His father would have been in one of those seats.
Good
Except
heavens.
He changed it for another plane just before, which had an even longer route to get back home. So you hear of these things, a bit like 9/11, a number of people, for different reasons, didn't turn up for work that day. And it saved their life. So I just found it remarkable that there are as many stories like that amongst my friends. So I know that they're out there, and I hope that some of the listeners might get in touch in coming weeks.
Absolutely.
Because I'd like to hear from them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, first one back for 2018. So if you've got one of those stories, and have a think about it, because sometimes,
and jot it down.
Sometimes they don't really come to front of mind. Yep. You have to think about some of these situations. Mm. Have a think about it and certainly get in touch with us.
And when it does happen to you, write it down.
Yep.
Keep a note of it. Because even whether you share it with us or not, but just so that down the track you can look back and see how the universe has been at play with what's going on in your life.
It's something called coincidence awareness, writing it down. Actually, I'll be involved in a podcast with Bernie Beitman next week in the US.
Yes.
So he's that fellow we referred to recently who has a podcast called Connecting with Coincidence. And fortunately, I'll be on that US radio program next week. So we've got in touch since that last time we mentioned him on this program.
Isn't that awesome? So there you go.
So if anything, if you think something was a weird coincidence, it may actually be synchronicity. So have a think about it. Because as we've discussed in the past, you really need to be open to the possibility that it's not just a weird coincidence, because it might have happened before.
Or, something else might be at play. And some people call it the universe. Others might call it God's work or whatever. Whatever you call it, whatever makes sense to you, there's something going on.
And we'd like to hear that story. So contact us here at The Catch-Up.